1836. For some time, the murmurs and grumblings of the two elder servants were confined to Molly's ears. Then they spread to her father's, who, to Molly's dismay, made summary work with them. As accounts testify, insubordination has begun grumbling louder and louder. Thomas Carlyle,
they were met
in the
with
French
ridicule,
Revolution,
the
rabble of Cologne or Bremen, hoarsely grumbling out their grating gutturals, were not to be moved by the most impassioned pleading of angels in human form.
1705,
soft though their voices
Augustine
might be,
prose,
and musical their
Bernard
tones,
de Mandeville's The Fable of the Bees
became a centre point of controversy regarding trade, morality, and social ethics. It was initially a short poem called The Grumbling Hive, or Knaves Turned Honest, in 1705. Mandeville argued that wastefulness, lust, pride, and all the other private vices, those applying to the person's mental state rather than the person's public actions, were good for the society at large, for each led the individual to employ others, to spend freely, and to free capital to flow through the economy. Mandeville's work is full of paradox and is meant, at least partially, to problematise what he saw as the naive philosophy of human progress and inherent virtue. 1833. If you would cease grumbling and look up, your life would be transformed into a Jacob's ladder. Every step onward would be a step upward too. 1850.
P.S. Arthur in
Catherine
Partrail
in Canadian Crusoes.
The sorrowing.
It was a work of time and labour, as the axe was blunt and the oaks hard to cut, but they laboured on without grumbling, and Kate watched the fall of each tree with lively joy.
She did not grumble, however, for where is the good of grumbling where duty is plain, or even when a thing cannot be helped?
1864. George MacDonald.
1857.
Ranald Bannerman's
Alexander
body.
MacLaren in Expositions of Holy Scripture.
Let him that is without similar sin cast the first stone at these grumbling Israelites.
George MacDonald, Insulted with Fire.
If we have been grumbling in our hearts, it is to God we must confess. Who else has to do with the matter?
1864.
Publication of Grumbling, a Sermon by Phillips, Bart James Erasmus.
1869.
Publication of The Pulpit's Reply to the Grumbling Pew by author Wickham Tozer.
Out upon the angry wind, how from sighing it began to bluster round the merry forge, banging at the wickets and grumbling in the chimney, as if it bullied the jolly bellows from doing anything to order.
1868. Charles Dickens in Martin Chuzzlewit.
1872. Robert Louis Stevenson in New Arabian Nights.
The wind was freshening without. It drove the snow before it, and sometimes raised its voice in a victorious whoop and made sepulchral grumblings in the chimney.
The squall, which had blown for half an hour and had then slunk away toward Little Gull, grumbling as it went, had sent everything that could seek shelter bowling into New London Harbour under close reefs.
1876. F. Hopkinson Smith in The Veiled Lady.
2002. Afghanistan News, June 10th. Pashtuns are grumbling that Mr. Karzai has given too much power to the Northern Alliance. So, say analysts, a movement was started to install Zahir Shah.
Kenya,
author, New
Gary
Thomas, August 19th. Headline, Kenya's ruling party divided over choice of presidential candidate. Mr. Mutahi Ngunyi, a political analyst with a Nairobi-based firm called Africa Consult, says President Moi has violated the constitution by campaigning for one of the presidential hopefuls, Uhuru Kenyatta, one of the founding fathers of KANU. The grumbling over the entire process is about one candidate getting undue advantage over the rest.
NATO News, March 25th.
Russia, which has fiercely opposed Baltic membership in NATO, has officially tempered its criticism of what one Russian diplomat calls an inevitable expansion into his country's front yard. But the Russian military is still grumbling about the Baltic states falling under NATO's protective
2004.
Wing.
2004.
United States News, June 30th. Headline, Survey shows drop in support for Bush among Muslim voters.
Both George W. Bush and John Kerry have said that the United States should stay the course, he noted. In Washington, D.C., the phrase stay the course means an interminable fumbling, mumbling, grumbling and humbling as the core of foreign policy. The American people are turning against the war in Iraq. They realise they have been lied to and deceived.